Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Last night, as I was meditating on the subject of today's call, I was reminded by the Lord that you and I have immediate and continual access to weapons that are stronger and more effective than any WMD, weapon of mass destruction, or stronger than the vest of any suicide bomber. The Lord also reminded me that we already have a coalition in place to defeat terrorists or any and every enemy the devil sends our way. The willpower of our coalition does not come and go. It's constant, never changing, always available and powerful. Our coalition consists of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They give us our battle plan for victory, and it's found in the Word of God. The Word not only prepares us for, but protects us in battle through every attack of any enemy, natural or spiritual. If our weapons can defeat the enemy of our destiny, then they can subdue any other terrorist, be it Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or any other group that's under the control of Satan. Spiritual understanding and preparation should always precede natural deployment.
Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 18 in the Message Bible. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you're still on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon.
Hallelujah.
In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out.
Hallelujah. Honey, that's an amazing passage.
It really is.
You know, in this battle, we should take all the help we can get. Every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, as the scripture says, we'll still be on our feet, but the devil will be under them.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9 in the Message Bible says, we've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do.
Yes.
We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken.
Hallelujah. You may know the best strategy to employ in your next battle. You may not know it. You may not know it, but God does. And as the verse says, we're not sure what to do. We know God knows what to do. There are two things you should know in every battle. The first is found in Deuteronomy 31:6. In the Message Bible.
Powerful. God is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Don't be intimidated. Don't worry.
You don't have to be intimidated by trouble, even spiritual terrorism. God is right there with you and will never let you down. And he'll never leave you. The scripture that she just read says, don't worry. It doesn't say you can worry if you want to. It doesn't say you can worry in specific circumstances. It doesn't say you can worry some of the time. No, you and I are told, don't worry.
The second thing that we need to know is found in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And the Message Bible tells it this way. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track.
The last part of that verse says, don't try to figure out everything on your own. See, that's critically important to our emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. We're trying to figure out things on our own to solve problems by ourselves, then we don't need God. Simply said, only one of you will be working on and through the problem, situation, or attack, and that's either you or God. As the verse says, we must listen for God's voice in everything we do. In order to be victorious in battle, we need to learn how to use the weapons that God's made available to us. Our primary scripture today that Bev read earlier, my fine wife, was Ephesians 6, 13 through 17 in the Message Bible. And it lists five key pieces of spiritual armor that any good soldier must utilize and share with others.
This is it. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words.
Truth, the truth we need to be victorious in every battle we face, will not be found in the textbook.
John 8, verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
It's not the truth, but the truth you know. And we might add, the truth that you do something about that will set you free.
In John 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Scripture also said righteousness.
1 Peter 2:24 is much more than a healing scripture. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
The word righteousness in Strong's Concordance, and it's found, it's the Greek word G1343, and listen to this very carefully. In a broad sense, state of him who is as he ought to be, righteousness, the condition acceptable to God, integrity, virtue, purity, purity of life, rightness, here it comes, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. That's when I saw him. Righteousness is the state of him who is as he ought to be. What ought we to be? Walking victorious, winning battles because of the greater one who's in us and empowers us. Next key is peace, real peace. It doesn't come from compromising with evil or any other tactic of the enemy.
That's the truth. Psalm 29, verse 11 in the New Living Translation. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. And in Daniel 10, verse 19 in the New Living Translation, it says, don't be afraid, he said, for you are very precious to God. Peace, be encouraged, be strong. As he spoke these words to me, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. And also when the disciples were in the upper room and Jesus appeared to them in the very first time, he said, peace be unto you.
Yes, he did. You're right. That's good. Faith, simply said, means believing that God will do what he says he'll do.
1 John 5, verse 4 in the New Living Translation says, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And I might also add in here, honey, that, you know, it's not something you're always going to feel, but it's something that you must know down in your heart of hearts.
That's right. The next key, salvation. The helmet of salvation is to protect our minds against the mental assaults of the enemy as he seeks to create doubt about our salvation, undermine our faith, break our focus, and cause our defeat in life.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yep.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8 in the New Living Translation. But let us not who live, but let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. That's that between the two ears, that space that the enemy likes to attack.
That's right. Next, in our listing of five, God's word is an indispensable weapon.
Mm.
We've got unlimited access to the most powerful weapons ever created. These weapons have more power than the strongest bomb ever created by the mind of man. These weapons have the potential to bring one person, a family, or even an entire nation to their knees and absolutely an absolute surrender to our heavenly commander in chief. Here are those weapons: the name,
hallelujah,
the blood, the word, the presence. Now, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of enemy strongholds.
Amen.
Our weapons prepare us so that no evil, negative, self-destructive, potential limiting, self-defeating, morally wrong, ungodly thought can ever stay in our minds.
Mm. Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9 in the Message Bible. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
Honey, that scripture, those two verses are so powerful. We encourage everybody to write down Philippians 4, 8, 9 on an index card or put it in your smartphone and take it with you during the day. And anytime you're suffering from negative thoughts or an attack of the enemy, read that. Read those two verses. Maybe read them seven times. Here's a better suggestion. Memorize the verse. Because you'll do best, as the scripture says, you'll do best by filling your minds with such powerful thoughts that you can reproduce them in your imagination. One last thought. We need to keep our eyes, our spiritual eyes, open and not take anything for granted. Sadly, in Iraq and Afghanistan and other dangerous spots around the world, many soldiers have lost their lives when killed by the unlikeliness of suspects. An unsuspecting child or a seemingly helpless woman sometimes become agents of death and dismemberment because of a bomb strapped to their bodies. What appears to be benign is anything but. Sadly, these are the tactics of terrorists who, without a conscience or regard, they have no conscience or regard for human life. Our soldiers, standing in harm's way, must be cautious and vigilant in every conversation and action. And by the way, we need to be praying for those every day who stand in harm's way on our behalf. We do. Now, this battle against evil has come to our shores, our towns, our workplaces. Our spiritual weapons and discernment must guide us against daily attacks of the enemy. We must self-check ourselves on a regular basis to make sure we're ready, spiritually ready, for whatever comes our way. God has truly prepared and positioned us for victory over every foe, but we need to do our part.
That's it. We need to show ourselves approved.
That's exactly right.
Know the word and act on it.
And as we said a moment ago, our weapons, the name of Jesus,
amen,
the blood of Jesus,
hallelujah,
the word of God,
hallelujah,
and his presence, powerful weapons against every enemy. Go to HaroldHearing.com if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. Check out this week's 2-minute video.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30, happy trails and keep thinking rich thoughts.